Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Today is the 26th of August, the 239th day of 2024, leaving us 127 days on our way to 2025. This is the last week of August this year, and a week from now we'll have Labor Day. Only some of us will try not to labor. Some of us may seek to spend a day or two of what remains of this fast-fading season of summer at a nearby shoreline. As in Maine, our vacation land, we have many shorelines to choose from, at a river, a lake, an ocean. Birthday boy Guillaume Apollinaire in 1911 gave the world the term cubism and constructed calligrams, poems arranged in shapes, such as one about Paris, that appears on the page in the shape of the Eiffel Tower, which more than a century later would be used as a backdrop by the 2024 Olympic women's volleyball teams battling on TV for bronze, silver, and gold medals. Apollinaire provides a poem titled The Seasons as well, with the opening stanza sounding familiar, here translated by Ron Paget. It was a blessed time we were at the beach. Go out early in the morning, no shoes, no hats, no ties, and quick as a toad's tongue can reach, love wounded the hearts of the mad and the wise. Sometimes both qualities are in one character, as in Shakespeare's Fool and King Lear. The fool is considered mad and wise, establishing a symbiosis with the distraught Lear, for in his jests and riddles the fool is the only character in the play who consistently speaks truth to his king. But we cannot tarry nuncle, or become too familiar, contracting mine uncle into such a word. Pray, canst thou not hear the gentle lap of waves washing variously the river bank, when the wind rises ever so slightly, and the leaves rustle in the rhythm of the coming season? And such in our neck of the woods we call the Stillwater, an oxbow of the mighty Penobscot. Soon the sun's place on the horizon will define another equinox, and the changing texture of the landscape will afford us a peace different from that of summer. Heavenward, tomorrow morning along the ecliptic, the plane of our solar system, tracking before sunrise from the south to the east to the southwest, will be the planet Mercury, our waning gibbous moon, the red planet Mars, the giant planet Jupiter, the faint planets Uranus and Neptune, and the ringed planet Saturn. Six planets in all on an arch of the pre-dawn sky. Today in 1429, Joan of Arc, as part of Charles VII's campaign to drive the English from French soil, arrived with her soldiers at the outskirts of Paris. Today in 1498, French Cardinal Jean de Bérard commissioned Michelangelo to carve the Pietà sculpture. Today in 1629, under the terms of the Cambridge Agreement, English Puritan stockholders of the Massachusetts Bay Company pledged to emigrate to New England. Today in 1682, English astronomer Edmund Halley first observed the comet named after him. Today in 1691, in front of the French Academy, Charles Perrault read aloud his poem, The Patience of Griselidis, which would eventually be included in his Tales of Mother Goose. Today in 1791, John Fitch was granted a U.S. patent for his working steamboat. Today in 1843, American inventor Charles Thurber patented the typewriter. Today in 1873 in St. Louis, Missouri, educator Susan Blow started the first free kindergarten. Today in 1883, the Indonesian volcano Krakatoa erupted, along with its subsequent tsunami, killing 36,000 people. Today in 1920, the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote, became part of the Constitution of the United States. Today in 1907, in San Francisco's aquatic park, Harry Houdini escaped from chains underwater in 57 seconds. Today in 1967, at a retreat in Bangor, Wales, the Beatles, Mick Jagger, Marianne Faithfull, and Donovan met Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Today in 1968, the Beatles single, Hey Jude, was released in the U.S. Today in 1980 in New York City, receptionist Patricia Culkin and cab driver Kit Culkin welcomed their new son Macaulay into the world. Macaulay's dad Kit had been a child star, dancing in the New York City Ballet's The Nutcracker with his sister, actress Bonnie Bedelia. Kit had also appeared with Laurence Olivier on Broadway in Beckett, with Richard Burton in Hamlet, and in the 1961 movie West Side Story. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us, however, that by the 1980s, Macaulay's dad's career had been reduced to small roles in off-Broadway productions, providing only modest income, so that his part-time job as a sacristan at St. Joseph's Catholic Church was especially helpful because it provided a tuition cut for his children. Nonetheless, the family needed additional income from somewhere, so family friend and stage manager Susan Selig nudged the children to explore their acting potential. In 1987, Macaulay, at age 6, was cast in the off-Broadway play Afternoon Special, and critics responded well, leading to young Macaulay winning other off-Broadway parts and movie roles. His breakout performance came in 1990 with the surprise holiday hit Home Alone, which at the time would become the fourth highest-grossing film ever, earning $500 million. His role in that film would be reprised 2 years later in Home Alone 2. Subsequently, after a few decades of professional acting, fighting with his parents for control of his several million-dollar trust fund, becoming estranged from his father, and generally surviving the vicissitudes of transitioning from child to teen to adult film star, Macaulay Culkin received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2023. Today is also the birthday in 1740 of French co-pioneer of the hot air balloon, Joseph Michel Montgolfier. In 1819, of German-born Albert, British prince consort of Great Britain's Queen Victoria. In 1874, of the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for drama, American Zona Gale. In 1880, of French poet and art critic Guillaume Apollinaire. In 1898, of American film stuntman Clem Beauchamp and of American art patron Peggy Guggenheim. In 1901, of American jump blues singer Jimmy Rushing. In 1906, of the Polish-American physician and inventor of the oral vaccine for polio, Albert Sabin. In 1910, of Albanian-born Indian nun and Nobel laureate Mother Teresa. In 1918, of American NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson. In 1920, of American cartoonist Brant Parker. In 1921, of the American inspiration for the Rosie the Riveter poster, Naomi Parker Fraley. In 1935, of American politician Geraldine Ferraro. In 1939, of American doo-wop singer Fred Milano. In 1941, of Japanese actress Akiko Wakabayashi. In 1942, of American guitarist and songwriter Keith Allison and of American singer and dancer Vic Dana. In 1949, of American blues and jazz musician Leon Redbone. In 1952, of American guitarist Billy Rush and of American crossword editor Will Shortz. In 1966, of Scottish rock singer Shirley Manson and of American guitarist and songwriter Dan Vickery. In 1970, of American comedian, actress Melissa McCarthy, and in 1971, of Mexican actress and singer Thalia. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the 10th full week of summer and to the 35th week of 2024.